you know, for, well, then they got to where they'd bring on, well, they might have had this in my daddy's lifetime when he had the muzzle-loading rifle. They might have a rifle that had shot a bullet, you know. Well, they called that cottage. Go get me a cottage. Well, they called all of it cottages. But that was metal with a, for a rifle, and these others is for shotguns, just pure old shotgun.
Well, do you remember kids having a something to play on that was just a kind of a plank laid over a trestle or something to go up and down? Did they?
Seesaw.
They had those?
Oh, yeah, I saw a seesaw and I saw flying jennies.
Oh?
They had to go out and cut down a great big sapling, and then about this high, whittle it off, and about this high, and then it'd have a, I don't know what you'd call it, right up through the middle, you know, and then they'd cut a great big long pole and split it and kept it down over this, and you could run around on it and fly, get somebody to push you. You'd fly, sit up there, and they call them flying jennies.
Oh, I mean, that was fun. It sounds
kind of like fun. Yeah, now, young had a flying jenny, had something.
Well, now, when you would tie a long rope to a tree and put a seat across it?
Oh, well, we call them a swing. And then some people would go get an old crossvine. How to pull it out of trees, you know, and fix kids' swing. Cross pines are not poison, but the poison oak is, you see.
Yeah.
And if anybody didn't know what they're doing, they'd get a bunch of young'uns poisoned on the poison oak. But a cross pine's not poison. I can't tell the difference now, but I used to could. And we'd line up and smoke them cross pines.
Oh, you
They're just as full of holes as they can be. Little fine holes as might near two little seats. You could light the engine on, just sit down right back and smoke and just make the smoke puff. And it, but now you get a hold of a poison vine and you'd puff later.
I guess so.
One of them's got five on its leaves and the other one's got three. Yeah, thanks the way it is. Oh, I don't know. You see, used to, before that creek bottom down there, the bottom, see, I went to school with Petey down there in that creek bottom. And before it was bothered with people putting everything in there for to sell, why, there's just all kinds of old vines down there, and we'd go down there and get one as, I started saying as long as near the Bolden, but I guess as long as near that little tree down there, and jump the rope, you see, of the crossvine.
Yeah.
And somebody went down there and went to that, went out and got an old poison oak brought in there. And you know, some people that want poison, I'm one of them. I never was poison on that stuff after I got grown from just having everything in the world the matter with me. And it didn't poison me no more than a Rosemary shuck would. But anyway, somebody brought one in there and we was all, you know, having a big time. It's a poison oak, and I don't know how many kids fell out, and the teacher never would let them boys go back and get any of them.
I guess that's terrible.
Because the parents, you can just guess what kind of racket the parents raised.
Oh, sure. If they got that all over them, I'm sure
just, I mean all over. But you didn't get them, you didn't get it all over you so much that you smoked them. That's when you got hauled off and smoked.
Yeah, I bet you really got it all over you. I think you were telling me about the stove part you still had the bottom of. You use coal and wood, I think.
I could have used coal, but I never did try it because I had plenty of wood.
So you never did. I was wondering about that. Well, now, how did the smoke come out of your stove? How did it go out of the...
Well, there's a place made back here on the back of the stove just about this big. And you'd flatten your, well, from my little old stove, just any kind of stove pipe would fit it. And you'd flatten it to keep it down over this, you see. Then you'd put pipes to, however you want to go. And some of the stove